You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices. And as always, we are here with Bob Ide from Fox 56.
Here I am. We're ready to go once again.
We're ready to go once again, sir.
A busy week, busy basketball time, real busy.
Yeah.
So we're going to lead with probably what people are talking about in northeastern Pennsylvania up in Scranton, right? So what's that?
Go ahead. Victory for Jerry McNamara?
Yep, Siena University. But it's Justice Schultz from Holy Redeemer. We've talked about him a few weeks ago when I went up to see them against Marion. Well, they were the 3 seed in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, and they won the title on Tuesday night. Big win over Merrimack by 10 points.
Right.
Justice had 9 points, but Gavin Doty in the game, one of their stars, had like 24 points. And it's a big turnaround. 3 years ago, Siena won 4 games. GMAC was hired last year. They won 14.
Right.
They won 23 games, and now they're headed to the NCAA tournament.
That's amazing.
How about that?
Yeah. And to mention, of course, Justice Schultz, Wilkes-Barre native.
Yeah, Wilkes-Barre and Holy Redeemer went to Lock Haven.
Yeah.
And then Jerry saw something in him. He's given him the keys to the car kind of this year.
Yeah.
He talked about in the press conference after the win on Tuesday how he controlled the game. Yes, he only 9 points, but he was in control of that offense. He was playing calm. Jerry talked about that. And, you know, this is a big opportunity for them. And I mean, we can talk about after we hear from Jerry about maybe his future, but for Justice and that team, you know, they're going to be a 15, 16 seed in the NCAA tournament, but you never know. Anything can happen.
Right.
And I know we heard from Jerry after the game, and this is what he said about his team.
Okay, so let's hear from Siena University coach Jerry McNamara.
I knew in terms of the second year that we would have an opportunity if we hit right, and we did. But, yeah, it's who I am. I was coming here to prove myself that I could win at a high level, and I got the right guys to compete at the level that it takes to be competitive, to try to win something. And that group over there, Merrimack, has the same type of group. They've got great kids.
Jerry's a competitive guy.
Jerry's very competitive. I met him when he was in seventh grade.
Right.
The former mayor of Scranton, Jimmy Connors, was his uncle.
Right.
I went to cover, I was working at another station. I went to cover a dunk contest at the field at Lackawanna County Stadium at the time.
Yeah.
And Mayor Connors comes over. You got to see this kid. He's my nephew. You know, his name's Jerry. He won the dunk contest. Rest is history, right? He went on to Bishop Hannon with coach, legendary coach John Bucci. They won the state title. Went to Syracuse.
Right.
20 years to the date on Tuesday was when they beat Kansas in the semifinals.
Oh, wow.
To make it to the Final Four.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of history there. So obviously then Jerry then after the fact went to Syracuse. And a funny little note, I went when I hosted the Great Outdoor Show on Fox, I went fishing with Jerry, his brother Timmy, and his dad.
Okay.
At a small pond up in Susquehanna County.
Right.
How many fish did you think we caught?
None.
None. None. We didn't catch any fish. It was a great day. We had a great time. But but he's even competitive in that.
Yeah.
He's competitive in fishing. Was not happy about that.
Wow.
Right. He's competitive. He knows basketball.
Right.
Now, what's his future? We don't want to speculate too much, but there's big time rumors in the Syracuse area that they want him as their next coach of the Orange.
Okay.
Now, it helps him winning the MAC. It helps him. Only 2 years in. So, I don't know. We'll see. Let's get by the NCAA tournament, see what his future brings. They have a new president in Syracuse. There's a lot of new athletic director.
Okay.
But the rumors are already out there, and they're spreading like wildfire.
Okay, sir. We're going to talk about another new coach in a different sport. Susquehanna University, the Riverhawks, have a new football coach.
They do. Yes. They do. Chris Pinsent. He's a 53-year-old. He came from Division II New Haven. He led New Haven to 76 over wins, wins in that time period, four NCAA tournaments. Now, New Haven is moving up to Division I.
Okay.
The administration didn't think Chris was the best fit for that, obviously. They let him go over a year ago.
Right.
They moved up to Division I. He's moving to a great spot. Tom Perkovic has built this Riverhawks team into a squad that makes the NCAA Division III tournament every year. The last 3 years they've won. They went to the Final Four 1 year. So he's stepping into a great situation. The bad note for him, he's losing 27 players.
Wow.
So he's got to get out recruiting. He has a good structure in there. But they believe in winning there. So, and that's all that matters. And he'll be a great fit.
Okay, sir. We're going to go back to basketball.
Yeah, Lady Royals are in the Sweet 16, as they say. On Friday night, they will take on Bates. College. Okay. They're 26-3. They're at the 7 o'clock tip.
Okay.
It's all at the University of Scranton.
Right.
And the John Long Center. They get to host again, so they have home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
The other game at 4:30 will be Johns Hopkins and Concordia. The two winners then will play in the Elite Eight.
Okay.
The winner of that goes to the Final Four in Salem, Virginia. Hopkins was an at-large bid. They actually lost their Centennial Final. They're 27-1, but they lost in the final of the Centennial League just a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But I expect the University of Scranton, 29-0, playing great defense, have a great team to win. I mean, they have the home field, the home court. They lost in the Elite Eight last year. We talked about that a week ago.
Yes.
It's in their minds. They're not going to lose, I don't think. I think we're fine. So go up and see that game. I know it's a busy day in Scranton on Saturday with the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Right.
But it seems like every year you have the St. Patrick's Day parade. You have a little bit of time to get stuff out of your system and go see the Lady Royals play.
Okay. You want to talk about the Penguins? They have a big weekend coming up?
Yeah, they have three big games coming up.
Okay.
They have Hershey on Friday. Then they host Lehigh Valley on Saturday for their St. Patrick's Day game. And they go to Lehigh Valley on Sunday. I talked to Coach Kirk McDonald the other day about what he wants from his team the rest of the season.
Okay, let's hear from Coach McDonald.
You know, we played well, but at the end of the day, we've lost three in a row, and it's not up to our standard. That being said, we haven't played bad hockey. I think we just need we're asking for a little bit more out of the guys, right? Like, we can't be satisfied with just playing hard and not getting the results this time of year. We have, you know, the results are what we need to do, and we need to get them. But the mindset, the process has been good. The last 2 days of practice have been outstanding, and I have no doubt we'll come ready to play on Friday.
All right, so Coach McDonald says to trust the process. 12 regular season games left.
Absolutely, 12, and mathematically, by Monday, they can clinch the playoff spot, maybe even the second seed in the Atlantic Division, which gives them a bye. It's a great story, and we're going to follow it the rest of the season and hopefully all the way to the Calder Cup.
Okay, folks, thanks for being here, and we will see you next week.